prayer passage of scripture that we've prayed through before is found in the book of 1 Timothy, chapter 2. 1 Timothy, chapter 2. The word is very clear. I exhort, therefore. The word exhort is a very interesting Greek word, parakaleo. And this word is a word that talks about a call to draw near. I call you to draw near. I invite you. I invoke you. I challenge you. I implore you. I beseech you. It says, therefore. Now that is interesting. Because when you see the word therefore, it is important to find out what it therefore is there for. That's the first thing that should strike your attention. So what exactly did he say that we need to pray about? I beseech you, therefore. Well, let's look at the tail end of chapter 1. He says in chapter 1, let's take it from verse 18. You so right on, daughter. This charge I commit unto thee, son Timothy, according to the prophecies that went before on thee, that thou by them mightst war a good warfare. Now, that's interesting. He's saying to Timothy, there were prophetic statements that were placed on your life, and I need you to fight based on that. Are you with me so far? It's very interesting. Fight a good warfare, holding faith and a good conscience, which some, having put away concerning faith, have made shipwreck, of whom is Hymenaeus and Alexander, whom I have delivered unto Satan, that they may learn not to blaspheme. I beseech you, I exhort, therefore, that first. What? What just happened? What just happened is this, that the man of God just said to us, Timothy, there have been prophetic statements released into your life. If you want those prophetic statements to come to pass, you need to do some fighting. If you don't want to be like one of those who got shipwrecked in their faith, you need to do some fighting. Fighting what? Basically, when we come to chapter 2 and verse 1 and 2, you find out that he says to us that we first of all need to pray for all men, and then he begins to specify which people to pray for. Pray for all men, pray for your leaders, pray for government, pray for kings, pray for those that are in authority. You mean what he just said to us, because remember, I beseech you, therefore. You mean he just said, listen, there have been prophetic statements released into your life. If you want them to come to pass, it also depends on the environment that you are flowing in. That if you have wrong leaders, that the prophetic statements over your life can fail. It will not happen because you are going to be battling. Instead of having an open door before you, you're going to have blockers blocking you every which way, and you're going to spend your time trying to fend this one off and fend that one off, and time is rolling away and you don't get to do what you got to do. Everything we need to know is in the Word. Well, God said that this is going to happen and nothing is going to stop it. Yes, nothing is going to stop it if you start out first with the first instruction. Pray. Draw near in prayer. And if there's one thing that we as the body of Christ need to do right now, is to draw near to God. Like the song we just sang, Lord, I need you. We need the Lord. I think that too many believers have their heads buried in the sand. They don't know what's happening in the world. Clueless. Forget about all the suspicions. Floating around. The people that are doing, want to do evil in the earth are no longer hiding it. They're no longer hiding. They used to. Right now it's in your face. And we still have our heads buried in the sand and say, no, they won't do that. No, this is America. This is Canada. This is France, this is Britain, this is Germany, this is whatever. We're a democracy. Bury your head in the sand and don't pray. If we are going to see the manifestation of the prophetic statements of God over our lives, we need to know that we are in a warfare. Not against man. No. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness. The word of God is very clear. It says spiritual wickedness in heavenly places. And because we are in a warfare, it says, I exhort you, therefore, that first thing, supplications. The best way I can describe what a supplication is look at it as a compound word. Supply, application. That's a supplication. The supply of your application. You're applying for something. You're applying for something. You are making a request for something. First of all, supplications. Secondly, prayers. Prayers. Prosuke. Prayers need to be made. Then it says, intercessions. To be in intercession means to intercede. Speak on behalf of somebody. In a sense, it's a kind of mediation, but it is an interception that is being made on behalf of somebody else. In other words, somebody's struggling, you know they are struggling, you're interceding. A soldier, a brother, a sister fell into some kind of a sin or whatever, you are interceding, right? And they're judging and, you know, wanting to smash their head in, you are interceding. You are fending off the enemy, not because he's right or wrong, but because that's a brother. That's a sister. And I'm here to fight for that person. We'll deal with our issues later, but right now, devil, you don't have a right to him. Well, what do? We, many times, join with the rest of the world to tear up our own soldiers because they failed in one way or the other. We go there and we join the world to rip them apart. And the wounds of your brothers hurt deeper, expected from the world. Now, that's not about condoning people's wrong dealings and stuff like that. It's about, this is our own. This is our own. Why will you be supporting that? You're supporting something wrong. No, this is our own. We are going to surround him and we're going to cover him. We're going to make sure that this wounded soldier gets home. Even the natural world knows that. When a soldier is shot, the ones that are not wounded try to grab that one and get him home. You don't just leave them there. Why do we do that as believers? It's not about they did the right thing or they did the wrong thing. It's about I am going to do the right thing. Love covereth a multitude of sin. Is that what the Word of God says? So why do we elect to hear that only when it pertains to us? Intercession is about other people. It's not about you. Intercessions. When we intercede, we are confronting, we are having a meeting, we are coming to a place of understanding. What happened? Why did this happen? What were you thinking about when that happened? Has this ever happened before? Coming to an understanding, helping a brother to come to an awareness of what they may have done wrong. That's part of intercession. And then coming with that brother before the Lord. Father, my brother messed up. And I come in the mighty name of Jesus. And I ask, oh God, that you will heal, deliver, set free, make him whole. We need this soldier in the army. He failed, but I know something can happen here. Paul came to this awareness because he kicked a young man called John Mark off. Get out of here. You're not worthy. But another covered him. And at the end of Paul's life, the one that he threw away, that was cared for, he says, that's the best guy I have. That's this guy is great. But it's the guy you threw off. No. You know, they say a broken bone sometimes is stronger. Now, this is not a license for people to mess up. That's not what we're talking about. It's better not to mess up. But what the Word of God is saying to us is we need to pray for each other. Pray for all men. And then it says, giving of thanks, be made for all men. It's not my place to see people as altogether evil. There are some people that are, they've sold their soul to the devil, and you can tell. But generally, God wants us to pray for all men. Why are we praying for all men? He says, bless the ones that curse you and despitefully use you. Because what we sow is what we get back. It says, it's like heaping coals of fire, hot coals on the head of the enemy. And the idea is to flush out the stuffiness from their sinuses. Start talking funny. It's not to burn them up. It's about clearing their head, breaking that cycle. And tonight, I want us to do what the Word of God says we should do. Make supplications. Pray. Approach God. Intercede. Give thanks. And to do that for all men. And then it begins to list for kings and for all that are in authority. Why? That we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God, our Savior. It's a good thing for us, who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time. Whereunto I am ordained a preacher and an apostle, I speak the truth in Christ and lie not, a teacher of the Gentiles in faith and verity. I will therefore that men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands, without wrath and doubting. What an interesting passage of Scripture. I suppose if one wanted to go into depths with this particular chapter, it would take us a long while to peel the information that we have here. But I want us to understand certain things in all of this. Number one, your destiny and the fulfillment of God's purpose in your life, the manifestation of the prophetic declarations of God in your life is connected to you praying so that the atmosphere is conducive for that prophetic statement to come to pass. Amen? If God is saying to us that he has certain things that he wants to do in our day and our time, we need that. If this gospel is going to be preached, we need the atmosphere to be conducive for the preaching of the gospel. It isn't everything that we can do via Zoom and YouTube. Sometimes you might need to be in a place live, in person. But if the system is all messed up, governments messed up, corporations messed up, businesses messed up, people's employment messed up, then you can't do what you want to do. In Ireland, I believe it's Ireland, people are restricted to traveling no more than 3 miles from their houses. 3 miles. That's about from my house to here. So I'll be able to get to church, but definitely you're not going to get to church. A lot of us here will not get to church because there are people who drove 20 miles. So how are you going to get to church? Only allowed 3 miles from your house. Don't think those kind of crazy things will not happen here if we don't stop it. So we got to pray because the devil is on a rampage, trying to disrupt lives, trying to make it impossible for people to live a peaceable life. And the Word of God says, God will not allow us to be tempted beyond that which we're able to bear, but provides the way of escape. So tonight, I want every one of us to passionately pray for people so that we can do what we got to do. Amen? We got to do what we got to do. We got to reach lives. I don't need a headache in my life. You don't need a headache in your life. You don't need to be worrying, concerning yourself. Thank God, God can provide for his people. He did with Elijah. You know, ravens came to feed him. But you don't want to be in a society where, you know, you have faith to believe that God will provide for you, and everybody else is struggling. You know, they cannot tread water too long, and now they're drowning. Where's your joy there? I know I can believe God for a lot of stuff. What about you? What about the other person? Are they able to stand in the midst of the storm? God says, pray. Amen? So let us start on that. Let us start out by praying that the atmosphere that we are living in right now, that has been polluted by man, by demonic activities. Because I don't think sane people think the kind of thoughts that the people in the world are thinking right now. It sounds very good to them, and they don't see the diabolical aspect of it, because it's all about grabbing as much power as you can get. Let us pray that God will begin to penetrate the hearts of men, that the scales of blindness that's in the hearts and the lives of people will begin to peel off, that the dullness in their hearing will be just eradicated, that they'll begin to see things as they are, not as they would like it to be. And that in seeing that, that they will not live in fear, but that they will run to God and say, God, if you don't help us, we need help. That saints and non-saints, or not yet saints, so to speak, will begin to cry out to God all over. I guess that's what you might call a revival. God, do something. Do something. Because there's so many people out there, their heads are buried in the sand, Christians and non-Christians alike, pretending that it's not happening, but it's happening. It's happening. Within 1 year, your world has changed since last March. It has changed dramatically. Let's rise. Let's talk to God. Pray for every people, all people everywhere. Just cry out to God. As you're crying out to God concerning what the world looks like today, you're praying for yourself.
Rikata bushatali, brekindi matopokate, sholodo kwari malade katosheke, rikata to bushandere matualikia, rikata diala dadabashike telebrekete, holy malatosi, shinde matikatoko, yandele debo de balada kashiko tepali. Father, we cry out to God for all men. We present supplications, O God, before you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, O God, our world is attacked by forces, O God, that we do not understand. Lord, O God, the activities of the enemy are so blatant. Lord, so many are falling through the cracks. Father, we pray even now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that Lord, oh God, that the plans of the enemy to shipwreck lives, shipwreck believers, shipwreck people with the deceptions and the lies of the evil one, oh God, will seize, oh God, that an awareness, oh God, of what is happening, oh God, will begin to take place in the hearts of men and women, oh God, that there be an awakening. In the mighty name of Jesus, an awakening, O God, to the things of your spirit. We ask, O God, that Lord, O God, that the things that you have declared, O Father, and established in us, O God, that you will use us, O God, mightily, O God, by the prophetic declarations of grace to tear down the strongholds of darkness and to declare, O God, that your kingdom come and that your will be done in the earth as it is in heaven. Father, in the name of Jesus, O God, O Father, build your church, the church that the gates of hell cannot prevail over. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the keys of the kingdom. Thank you, Lord, O God, for the keys of the kingdom. Thank you, Lord, for the keys of the kingdom. Thank you, Lord, for the keys of the kingdom. Thank you, Lord, for the keys of the kingdom. Thank you, Lord, O God, for your grace sufficient is moving in us and with us and through us. And Lord, O God, we declare, O God, stirred up and activated now, giftings and abilities, O God, of the Holy Spirit, O God, in our lives. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, for angelic assistance, O God. Father, O God, standing, O God, with us against the workings of the evil one. Lord, O God, we ask, O God, for supernatural supply, that we, O God, by the grace of your Spirit, will move, O God, in a stealth mode. Bati kelebashi kelebra kosun tolimaka. Lord, O God, that will diffuse
all the plantings of the enemy. Father, oh God, every shell, every bomb, everything, oh God, that the enemy has timed and put in place, Lord, oh God, that they will all be diffused now. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, let, oh God, your bomb squad, oh God, come in the name of Jesus and begin to dismantle every activity of the enemy. In the mighty name of Jesus, let, oh God, the propaganda of the enemy be exposed in the mighty name of Jesus. Let, oh God, those, oh God, that are operating the enemy's camp begin to expose what is happening in the enemy's camp. In the mighty name of Jesus, we declare, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, that lies, oh God, and deceptions of the enemy be exposed by the authority of your word. Let your light shine brightly. Let, oh God, the enemy, oh God, not be able to hide in any realm, in any place. Father, by the authority of your word, let the awareness of the Holy Spirit, oh Father, be quickened, oh God, amongst your people. Let the spirit of discernment, oh God, rest upon your sons and your daughters. We give you praise, Most High God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We make supply, oh God, for all men, in the mighty name of Jesus. Raise up men and women, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that will stand in the gap, will bridge the gap, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, men and women of purpose, men and women of discernment, Lord, oh God, raise up, oh God, sons of Issachar, oh Father, in our times, Lord, oh God, sons of Issachar, who know what is happening in the seasons and in the times, and know what, oh God, your people ought to do. In the mighty name of Jesus, let the spirit of ignorance leave us now. In the name of Jesus, let the spirit of mediocrity and timidity leave your church right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, let an awareness, O God, of our environment be so strong, Lord, O God, that we can see, O God, behind the doors, that we can see behind the walls, that we can see, O God, deep, O God, into the crevices, O God, of the hiding places of the enemy. Lord, O God, we declare, Father, this day in the mighty name of Jesus, that the lines of communication of the enemy, oh God, be scrambled, Father, in Jesus' name, that the forces of darkness, oh God, will take themselves out, even as they did in 2 Chronicles 20. Lord, oh God, may we have a 2 Chronicles 20 experience now, Father, in our world. Father, let the kingdoms of darkness begin to collapse. In the mighty name of Jesus, we declare the darkness, oh God, is flushed out and eradicated, because your word is true. Father, oh God, let the battery, oh God, of missiles, oh God, go forth. Evil-seeking missiles, go forth, Lord, oh God, and let it strike at the heart of the enemy and cut down every power of darkness, principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness of this world, spiritual wickedness in heavenly places. May they now be cut down. 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 Lord, oh God, let the workings of darkness in the underworld, oh God, be blasted out in the mighty name of Jesus. Let, oh God, marine spirits operating, oh God, in the waters, Father, in the name of Jesus, be defeated now. Lord, oh God, let the air force of the evil one be crushed in the mighty name of Jesus. The infantry of the enemy, Lord, oh God, be shattered. The seal teams of darkness be shattered. The naval force of the enemy, the marine force of the enemy, be destroyed. Let every realm of darkness be flushed out and be destroyed, that men and women may break free from the lies and the deceptions of the enemy. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, oh God, that you are providing us, oh God, the answers that we have desired of you. In the mighty name of Jesus, blessed be your holy name. Hallelujah, 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 in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. The Bible tells us about Hymenaeus and Alexander. These were not people that were not part of the church. They were part of the church and they got deceived. And they started causing trouble for the body. And Paul makes a very strong statement here. He says, whom I have delivered unto Satan, I handed them over to Satan, that they may learn not to blaspheme. In other words, that they may learn that they were in error. What has happened in the church is that we have been too nice, so to speak, and so there are people who are doing evil, blatant activities that are birthed from the depths of hell, and there's no respect, no honor for God. There is no sense of no consequence to actions. And so this person does that and gets away with it, and this person does that and gets away with it, and that person gets away with that, and that person gets away with that, and that person gets away with that. And maybe God doesn't really care about those things, and another person gets in there. So the activities of one person can affect another person negatively. And Paul says, I handed them to Satan. Not that Satan may destroy them, but so that they get a little, you know, if you've been creating damage in the territory of darkness and they have an opportunity to get a hold of you, you will learn real quick, because they, you know, that enemy will come after you with everything he's got just to make sure that he tries to destroy you. But what Paul is saying here is, I put them out so that, you know, it's like it's minus 60 outside. And you've been feeling the warmth of the inside. And you are acting crazy, and they throw you outside for a few minutes. And you are out there for a few seconds, and you can't feel your fingers. Your lips are hardened, and your mouth is getting all shut, and you are shaking, and you can't even knock at the door. You know, I want to come in. And then when they bring you back inside, you say, I won't do it again. That's basically what he was saying. And, you know, I delivered them unto Satan so that they may learn not to blaspheme. We've not had that. That they may learn not to blaspheme. Everybody just mouths off whatever it is they want to mouth off. And people don't have a respect or honor for God. So the action was an action of love, not an action of hate. Because he wanted them to learn not to blaspheme. Because they were treasuring, they come into a place where God says, you know, you blaspheme against the Holy Ghost, you cannot be forgiven. So before you get to the place where you're not going to be forgiven, God cannot forgive you, nobody can forgive you, you're hellbound, you got to learn a lesson. So you stop that. We're going to pray that God will bring loving discipline, so that people learn not to. If this is true for Hymenaeus and Alexander, that's true for people mouthing off. I remember It wasn't too long ago, maybe 6-7 months back. I was here, and the Lord said, talking about New York, in the morning service, I said, talking about New York, and more or less weeping for New York. I said, what's going on? Came back in the evening, same thing. That the economy of New York was going to go through a crisis, it was going to crash. And if care is not taken, even though it is the financial capital of the world right now, that might just move and people are going to start leaving New York. You can go back and listen to the tape. Listen to the news. That's exactly what's happened. And would you know it? The governor was mouthing off and saying that the activities against the coronavirus was not an act of God, that they were the ones who were winning the battle. God had nothing to do with this. We did it ourselves. Not enough. It's all them take. And that's dating me on tape. I guess that's all we can. Guess what happened to the economy? People are fleeing New York. Come to see, the man's life is falling apart. One day he was at the top. They've even given him an Oscar or whatever it is that they give to him. It looked like what God said, and what was happening in real life was not the same, and then it hit. The prophetic declaration hit. Now, I think he's thinking, I should not have blasphemed. I should not have made that crazy statement. Look at what has happened in my life. Because I made that kind of a crazy statement. Everything is popping out from every corner. It's like God says, you next, you next, you next. Now his life is a total mess. Can't do anything. Well, we need to pray that people recognize that God is God, that God is not to be toyed with. Because there are people, corporations, governments that are acting up and thinking they are all that. And the Lord led me to pray the other day somewhere, I don't know where it was. God, just like you struck Herod as he mouthed off, was being eaten alive by worms. And we say, this is a no-go zone. People need to have a fear of God again. They need the fear of God. Thank you. It says, and immediately the angel of the Lord smote him. That's Herod, because he gave not God the glory. That's Como in New York. And he was eaten of worms and gave up the ghost. No fear of God. We need the fear of God. When we have the true fear of God, we'll act appropriately. Pray. Just rise. Talk to the Lord. Father, we need your intervention. There is too much nonsense going on in our world. Too many people thinking that they are God. or that they don't need God, or that there is no God. And Father, there needs to be an awareness that you're not slack concerning your promises, that you are not willing that anyone perish. Lord, oh God, we do not want man to be eternally lost, not in the body, not outside the body. So we ask, Father, this day, or whatever it is that you need to do to shut down the tide of the enemy that wants to blaspheme against your name, that Lord, oh God, that you do even now in the seats of government, in corporations, people, oh God, that are out there and thinking, I'm God, I've got all this power. I can decide who makes it and who does not make it. They don't have that power. And they must not have that power. So, Lord, oh God, expose these ones, just like Paul exposed Hymenaeus and Alexander to Satan, delivered them to Satan, so that they may learn not to blaspheme. Lord, oh God, do the same in all the realms of our society. A man will learn not to blaspheme. They will learn not to mouth off and think of themselves that they are greater than you, or are compared to you, or that they are better than anybody else. Father, all power belongs to you. You are the one who is in control. And therefore, we refuse to allow man to have that kind of power to determine who does what and who doesn't do what. Lord, shut them down now. Shut the systems of the world down now. Let them fall to their knees and acknowledge that Jesus truly is Lord. Lord, have your way in our world. We are not, this world belongs to us. It does not belong to the devil, and he has no right to run anything here. And as your people, we refuse to give him that license. The cohorts of the evil one cannot run to and fro seeking whom they are going to destroy. No. We say no to that agenda. We say no to every satanic agenda. Father, in the name of Jesus, let your people come out of this winter into a spring of new life, of restoration. We declare a spiritual reset. While the world is wanting a global reset, we declare a spiritual reset. Father, we say in the name of Jesus that Satan and his cohorts don't have any rights here. Father, do it. We ask it in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, let your word, O God, cease to be just historical. Let it be an experience, a personal experience for us in these days, that the power that we read about in scriptures no longer remain in scriptures. Let us live out that power on a daily basis. We ask it, Father. Yahweh, we ask it. It is time to raise up your people. We refuse to be powerless. We refuse to remain in a place, oh God, where we are not operating with adequate power. We refuse to work with the energizer, but whatever it is, bunny. Father, we want to be plugged in, supercharged with power that does not wane, that cannot be drained. Lord, the world needs to know that there is a God, and we are your representatives, and we're crying out to you. God, reveal yourself in us and through us. Let the miracles we saw and we've read about in the Bible be lived out. Katobo shinde le makaya. We cannot be a weak people. Not when your word says that the people that know their God, strong, they're mighty, and they do exploits. So Lord, we ask, oh God, in the name of Jesus, help us to know you. We know that you know us. But we need to know you. So take us deeper. Katoshen Deliba. Lord, I want to see your face. Make past the crowds of people. Could you play that song for us? Katada Boshe. Leave me by the blood of the Lamb. Take the coals, cleanse my lips. Here I am. Sister Lindsay, could you play us that song if you may? Karada Boshe. Believe. Yes, Lord. Do this for us. Help us. Just take us closer. We draw close. We draw closer. Find life in you. Help us, Father, to represent you and to represent you well. In Jesus, our sovereign Lord's name, we ask it. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Give God praise. Thank God for His presence with us. Thank God for His help. Without God, we can do nothing. He and He alone can make our lives fulfill destiny. Let us continue to pray for men everywhere, for governments, for our leaders, that your eyes be open to the truth, and that they will have a conscience, a heart that beats after God. If God was able to touch the life of a Nebuchadnezzar and turn his life around, I believe He can touch the leaders of our day. May His grace abound towards us all. At this time, let us honor God with our giving. Let that which God has placed in your hands be released unto Him with thanksgiving. Thanksgiving unto God. Honor God.